Czech customs officials have concluded an international operation designed to bust drugs networks smuggling cocaine to Europe. They've hailed the action as a success, with 31 people arrested for serious drug-related offences. As Dominic Yoon found out, the police now view the Czech Republic as not only a transit country, but increasingly also as a final destination for the world's illegal narcotics.
The operation, nicknamed Kufr, or briefcase, lasted for 2 years and encompassed countries across Europe as well as South America. 16 Czechs were arrested as part of the action, with around 30 kilograms of drugs, mainly cocaine, being seized. Viktor Mravčík is the head of the Czech Monitoring Center for Drugs and Drug Addiction. I asked him to explain the recent trend of the Czech Republic becoming a target country for drug traffickers.
Czech Republic already became the target country for international drug dealers, traffickers in the end of 90s. Now what we see is mainly concerning new trends, mainly the increase in cocaine use and cocaine supply in Czech Republic. So cocaine is like the key word here, speaking about new trends.
So why is cocaine becoming so popular?
This is kind of mutual trend, together with increasing supply, at least in mid-term or long-term, prices are going down. It seems that, at least concerning cocaine, supply is increasing. There is a lot of cocaine coming to the Czech Republic. Demand for that exists. Cocaine is like the fashion drug. The decreasing price is accompanying this increasing trend.
Police have also underlined the role played by Nigerian gang members living in the Czech Republic. They believe that many of these gang members hired couriers from across the world to transport drugs into this country. The recent story of a 68-year-old Czech man arrested in Peru on suspicion of drug smuggling has again underlined the problem. Viktor Mravčík again.
Czech citizens have for many years been involved in drug trafficking, also in the frame of international groups. It's also a case of cocaine trafficking. These couriers exist for many years. And again, coming back to the cocaine, increasing attractivity, increasing supply, also increase the involvement of also Czech inhabitants to this illegal trafficking.
And with the country's entry into the border-free Schengen area, the success of Operation Briefcase may prove to be just a drop in the ocean. As sociologists and politicians know all too well, targeting supply is just half the problem.